N6 CLX mobile, monitoring.
CLX N0 TR mobile. Good morning, I think David.
Nope, Mike. Hello, Tom. N0 TR N6 CLX. Must be running your Lidl run.
No, that was yesterday, Mike, and I'm sorry. I was thinking of HSX. And David, I was talking to yesterday, and it's early in the morning. Oh, well, give me a duh this morning. I got to go down and get a 6 months regular blood draw, and then a week later, I think it is, I got a doctor's appointment for my 6 month checkup.
Yeah, like I say, like I like to tell my doctor, you've got another boat payment, huh?
Yeah, I think it's just the $200, and then I think Medicare only pays them about $100, but then they get the money for the blood tests and all, but thank God they're there, I'll tell you for sure. I appreciate him, he's pretty thorough.
When you're younger, you don't understand why they have all these commercials for all these drugs and all these stomach things, and then you get your age and then my age, and you begin to understand that, thank goodness that stuff's around.
I call it the television anymore is CDLs, like a commercial driver's license, only it's cars, drugs, and lawyers.
I chuckled today. I like that.
It's the truth, isn't it? My gracious, I bet you these doctors get bombarded with, why don't you give me this, and why don't you give me that? Besides all the internet doctors that they have consulted first.
Like you said, all the drug commercials where the side effects are you're going to die.
You know, that's why God developed a mute button.
The amount of money we spend to live longer. And the Bible says, Jesus has said it, I think, you don't know how long you're going to live, only God knows, and you, no matter how much worry you put into it, you're not going to change that.
For some places, a finite number, that's for sure. Well, there went a hawk with one of the little blackbirds or something chasing it away. Did you ever notice that? The little bitty bird will be chasing a great big bird.
I think the hawks are threatening or have taken the eggs or something. I saw that a couple weeks ago, and I've seen it before. They pester those hawks like crazy. I wouldn't want that happening to me.
CDLs do with us old folks. They pester us on there. And Joe Namath makes me sick of my stomach anymore. That's all you hear is Medicare advertisements on the local channels, you know, like the old-timers ones that we like to watch, like Meat TV and Grit TV and that. Every few minutes, there's 5 minutes of Medicare commercials, and you get this free, and you get that free, and all this is free, and you should be getting $144 more a month, and yada, 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 and then if you can read that fine print, which most old people can't, this place has no association with the government whatsoever, and you will be directed to an insurance agent.
So name it his bucks.
Some kind of bonus for ugly. Oh, man. The good Lord hit him with an ugly stick as he got older.
Really ugly. I can't remember his name now. The quarterback from the Broncos from the 80s. Boy, is he ugly. N6 CLX righty.
Yeah, well, I guess I got no room to talk. It happens to us all. shoot. Well, thankfully, there's not much traffic right at the moment until I get up to Wade Hampton. I always just neglect going down 101 since they put in that three-way stop because it's a traffic jam. And I just come over here to 14, and it flows along really good this time of day. up until you get to Wade Hampton. Well, what's your day like today, Mike?
Some of it's hard to predict. Boss will be back from 4 days vacation, so I'm sure he'll be wondering. Not wondering, he'll be asking, what did you do?
Now, you're into what, IT?
Industrial sales. I'm an engineer, mechanical engineer. Actually, if you want to have the whole rough story, I'm a mining engineer.
Oh, that's very interesting to me. We made mine power equipment for many, many of the 32 years I worked at a large machine shop up in Kansas and had a bunch of patents on mine power equipment. I hooked up more coal feeders and coal dryers and wired control panels for one guy to run the whole coal mine. I started out at a little place called Atkinson Armature Works up in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and I only worked there a year before I got a job as an electrician at McNally's. And anyways, now here's the traffic. Wow. And that was one of our jobs. We'd wire those panels up that were huge panels and do that in our spare time and then take care of everything else, all the machine tools in 300,000 square feet, and then hook up any equipment that was going to the field and test it.
Sounds like quite a career there. And you made it through it while they still used that black stuff. Yeah, the company I work for is a German company, and this is just the U.S. sales office where we manufacture, on the process side, we manufacture fans and dust collection equipment, actually fiber collection. And the other side of the business is commercial AC fan coils and diffusers.
TR Mobile. Roger. Whatever happened to... we developed a centrifuge for cold slurry. Whatever happened to that theory of operation?
I don't know. I think it just got too expensive. Quite frankly, they taxed the coal energy from coal. They taxed that out of business, and they taxed it by making it more and more difficult for them to meet emissions.
I remember going up and we did the walking mechanism for 140 cubic yard drag line up at Lacine, Kansas, and it was called the Queen, and they had just installed what they called scrubbers, and I guess it had millions of ping pong balls in it, amongst other things, but it looks like with today's technology that they could burn the low sulfur coal more efficiently to where it was economically feasible. They don't seem to want to. They just seem to want to kill the coal industry.
A lot of it is out-and-out information suppression, just like what's been going on in politics. If you notice, every time they want to show a dirty, horrible coal belching power plant, they show one, but they're always the ones that have the emission systems on, and what you're seeing come out is the steam from the cleaning units. But, you know, they don't talk about it that way. That steam you're seeing is the horrible belching beast.
TR. Yeah, and they have pebble reactors now and different kinds of reactors, and the technology's advanced so much that they could very easily, if they relax some of the licensing procedures on nuclear plants. And we're going to need something besides solar and wind energy, and these idiots that are up in Washington don't have the sense to know that, it doesn't seem like. Anyways, we got the best politicians money can buy. And there's a wreck right in front of the doctor's office, almost. Wow. Knocked the wheels clear back almost off of this little fella here. What is it? A little bitty Chevrolet. And there's stuff all over the road. Anyways, I'm getting ready to pull in the doctor's office. Mike, nice to talk to you. Sorry I messed up with your name this morning. But at 73, I do okay. Take care. This is N0TR, and I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, N0TR, N60LX. Good luck with the blood giving. Hopefully they get it the first time. N60LX, I'll be clear.